God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle, miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this seed shall cause you to come into a season of expansion, a season of favor, and a season of new beginning. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says, I'm setting things into proper place for thee. For the Lord says, during the month of September, it seems like partners or others close to you may be difficult in the early part of the month. And yet God says, be sensitive to your associates' needs and feelings. And yet it seems like the attention is going to shift to finances around the 13th of the month. And yet, God says, if your financial priorities are different from a partner, someone close to you, it seems like conflict could somewhat arise. And just begin to open up open conversations where you can begin to move into honesty and openness concerning financial matters. So the Lord says that even around the 24th of the month, that the Spirit of the Lord is going to bring us some new opportunities for work. And you're going to begin to see there's going to be a really good time to begin also some kind of a possible exercise program. And with that, you'll be able to also quit any kind of habits that could be also be harmful to your health. Because there's a glory, there's a power, there's an authority upon you to do things and to stick to them, and so that they can begin to work out in your favor. So the winner in you shall begin to come forth. Because God says, I'm shifting you, and I'm changing much around you, saith the Spirit of grace.
And I start to hear the word of the Lord say to you this month of September that this is the season to take more risk. For Father God says this is the season of favor and opportunities. Father God says this is the season when His unmerited grace has already been bestowed upon thee. I also hear Father God saying you'll be dealing with children this month. God says this is the season to love children in a special way and take time for them. I hear Father God saying your creativity is going to the next level this month. I hear Father God saying write it down and make it plain. But this is the season where you're going to uncover some hidden truths. And I hear Father God saying you're coming into a new season of self-discovery. I further hear Father God saying stability concerning financial matters. And I hear Father God saying around the 21st of this month will be a favorable season to even open a new financial account concerning savings, and I also hear Father God saying wise investments this month, and that is the word of the Lord.
Well, now begin to prepare your heart because the prophets are about to come forth. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back and tell you what else I hear God saying for this season that you're about to walk into.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be a great awakening. God says that there's going to be much revealed. I'm hearing God say for you to push forward. God says do not allow distractions to stop or alter you. God says for you to continue to move because God says that He's opening up doors. And God says that you're going to be seeing visions. And God says also it's important for you to write these things down. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. And the word of the Lord to you is, I just heard Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know what you're doing in your area of work, but I just hear God saying great honor is going to be coming to you. I don't know if you're an orator or a writer, but I hear God saying He's bringing forth the great leader, the great business person that is in you, out of you, and many blessings shall follow and shall come forth out of the great reward and honor that you will receive. And yet even your children shall be blessed as well. And I hear God saying, even that the children, one of your children, I see a calling of a preacher, a pastor on them. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, minister to the family. For Father God says you have the words of life and restoration. And I do hear Father God saying He's causing new appreciation and new favor to come upon the family. And I do hear God say, plan a family reunion. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place and a dimension in me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in His presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength, for I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee for good things. For whatever this challenge is, you're going to prosper, and you're going to see that you're going to come into a season of increase. Don't get into arguments, because they will only stop you and prevent you from moving into my blessings. For the Lord says, watch whom you trust in this season. For as you stay in my presence, I will show you who is of me and who is not of me. And you will have much success, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. So now move in faith, woman of God. For I will bring a glory and a power upon thee. And as you stay in my presence, I shall guide thy feet. And I will open up doors unto thee. And I will bring you to a time of great revelations. And wisdom shall begin to come forth out of thee. For you're in a season where I shall increase in business. You're in a season where I shall increase thee financially. You're in a season where I shall increase your health, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the works of the enemies. For what the enemy meant for evil, I'll turn it to good. And as you stay in my presence, I'm going to bring you into a season of great rewards, and I will bring you through this season that seems to be somewhat of a difficult matter. I will bring you over the obstacles and the trials. As you look and see me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, look and see me, and I will show thee ways of doing things. I will bring thee out, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will place you into a place of blessings and prosperity, and favor and reward shall come unto thee. For this is your season of a breakthrough. This is your season, woman of God, of a turnaround. This is a season, woman of God, of harvest, for you will reap much in this season. For the Lord said, if you have sown, now it is your season to prosper. Now it is your season to begin to reap the fruit and goodness of the land. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God.